Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this year in review. In review. Holy yeah! Shit! I've got so much energy!
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Go relax.
My name is Jack O'Brien. That over there is Mr. Miles.
Yay! I have so much energy too. Oh my God. I'm fucking levitating.
We tried cocaine. We have never done this before. We're doing cocaine before the show. And it turns out. No, I listened. I went back and listened to last year's year in review and review, man. I was tired. Because
hey,
I think it was the very last thing we recorded.
And yeah, so it happened. It happened.
It was a lot. It was a lot, man. And Miles, we were thrilled to be joined by super producers Anna Hosnier and Becca Ramos.
Hello, Becca.
Hello, hello.
Anna. Hello.
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 Holler. Holler.
What a year, huh, folks? What a year.
What a year in review. This was actually fun. I enjoyed some of these years in review, some of what we found just looking back at the media, trying to wrap up 2023. Should we start with the Google year in search?
Yeah. Because, I mean, well, any top line thoughts from people just to open it up, how would you, I guess everybody describe 2023 in 2 to 3 words.
Oh, top line thoughts.
So
sort of a
lit.
Dumpster fire.
Okay. Dumpster fire. I would say shit's fucked. That would be mine.
Shit's fucked is great. I can't even think past genocide, sadly, not to bring a damper at the beginning of the episode, but it's like, to me, I'm like, how can we talk about the rest of the year when we've just been having a really rough time since October?
Right,
Times
right.
Person of the Year, a dead baby.
Right.
Woo! Ringing in that new year, baby.
I'll sum it up in one word. Barbenheimer.
No. Well, hey, you're right about one thing. There's been a lot of bombs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In and out of the box office, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. Barbenheimer, that's three for you. And that's my year, 2023. So that's gonna do it
with
I think
blinders
we wrapped
on
it up pretty nicely. We'll cut out all that other stuff that everyone was talking about and just
it's a 2 second episode.
That's right. So yeah, there's definitely some shit. Like the story that happened this year but most like registers for me is like that definitely wasn't this year. For some reason, the fact that The Last of Us came out this year seems impossible to me. That
it did.
It
come
does
out
really
this year?
Feel like that was last year's moment.
Was it last year? Maybe.
It. Well,
wait.
Like,
did it?
Like, am I crazy? Did it feel like The Last of Us heyday topic felt like we talked about it at the end of last year? But the show was definitely airing in the summer because I remember so vividly my partner's sister living with us, catching up on The Last of Us every week on HBO on our couch.
Wow. You know what the release date was?
What?
Episode one? January 15th, 2023.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe we did. That's maybe what the it buzz does. Was coming yeah, at the end of last year.
Right.
Hey, Miles,
right.
That's not true.
That's not true. And so that's our first lie that Miles is telling on this year end.
Oh, no. Shit. Wait, I'm not expecting y'all to fact check what I say right now. I'm just going on vibes.
That's not true.
But like vibes wise, that show did not come out this year.
No, vibe wise, that's a 2022 show. For
that
sure.
was like a 2021 show, maybe.
If we're specifically looking at vibes, this ain't even it.
This ain't even it.
It's not even it. It's not even registering.
This ain't
even
it.
But so the AP did a bunch of like year in review shit. And the main thing that I took away from it is that it feels like this was the year they started to truly not give a fuck when writing the internet.
You don't say.
There was like one of their articles was top TV of 2023. AP's selections include Succession, Jury Duty, Shrinking, Swarm. But then like the writing underneath that, like the subhead is, did you watch Beef yet? What about The Bear? It seems there's always a show or two that maybe you've meant to watch and just haven't gotten around to yet. Just haven't gotten around to it yet. Like, that is some saying shit without saying anything ass copy. Like, it reads like a copy in a spam email, and it is in the AP, like, year in review. Like, that's fucking wild, man. Like, they just, like, stopped giving a fuck at all.
It feels like
unless,
we're allowed.
Like, the website
doesn't work. That they publish.
Yeah. I don't understand. Also, all the web pages are fucking broken.
There's one thing I know, and is that like headline culture is dead.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing makes any sense. I read the most insane headline earlier today, which actually was like a headline that normally like I would be like, yeah, this is a positive headline. But can I just read it to you right now?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
This headline literally, it made my brain explode. And it was from Democracy Now! Of all places. So I was like, okay, well, I know they're trying to do good, but like,
come on,
it's
Amy.
It says, New York Times, Israel encouraged Hamas control of Gaza to buy quiet. What does that mean?
To buy quiet?
To buy quiet, in quote. And buy quiet's in quotes. So,
like,
New
as
York
in
Times,
purchase, B-U-Y? To buy quiet?
Israel encouraged Hamas control of Gaza to buy quiet.
To buy quiet.
I heard like, Dubai Choir.
Dubai Choir.
The Dubai
That's
Choir.
What I'm saying.
Oh,
it's
the
like,
Dubai Choir? Have you heard them? Those little kids? They're so they sing like little angels.
Yeah, well, right after their shift building a stadium.
It made me think that with like they're trying to sort of like Instagram a infographicify all headlines to a point where it's just like a bunch of words they put together and removed sort of like any like you know
right
anything else so it just sounds like nonsense so you're like yeah well you know the thing you need to understand about is that Israel did something you know you're
but
like
Hamas to buy quiet
yeah and you're like what are you talking
help
about
me. Yeah because like headlines used to be something you could just read and then go into a conversation with like the confidence of a con
the
artist and be like,
the, yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Of course. Of course. I mean, we all know that Israel Hamas for buy quiet.
Yeah, and you're like,
and yeah, like now what you the do fuck? It. And people are like, are you all right? Man?
Can you read? Like, do you know what we're talking about?
To mean something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But people,
exactly.
Yeah, I feel like this is why I think if it wasn't going to Times Person of the Year, if it wasn't going to be labor, it should have been AI because I think, like we talked throughout this year, we were like, AI isn't there yet, but it like it's broken. It sucks. But they just like went with it anyway. They're like using it to write the shit anyway. And it doesn't work. And
all these
meaning
have
has
10
broken
fingers
down.
Each.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I get these ads on Hulu all the time about AI. It's like scary. It's like use AI to help your company grow. And I'm like, the fact that I'm getting like mainstream TV ads about AI is like super scary to me.
Well, that's why it has crypto vibes all over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like, here's a thing that maybe we can get enough people into and that'll make me rich. And I'll just say it's the future, even though it's not even really close yet. I mean, we had this whole evolution with it. We're like, fuck, we're going to die. And then we like spoke to enough people who know what the fuck they're talking about. We're like, oh, this thing's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's not good. But they are using it.
Right.
It is impactful.
When we Googled or AI'd ourselves, it said that me and Miles were both married to his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Her Majesty. We're in a throuple.
And that is facts, and that is canon. TDZ canon.
The Anna, Her Majesty, Miles throuple.
The Daily Zeitgeist was started by a throuple.
And we gave birth to our son, Jack O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jork Orbach. But yeah, so that seems significant.
Jork Orbach,
like, just stopped Dubai Choir. Just stopped. Everything stopped making sense. It was cool that movie was re-released. Stopped making sense. The Talking Heads concert film, because everything truly did just stop making sense this year.
Truly.
Google Year in Search. I was listening back to the year in review from last year, and the top shit was like Wordle. And this year it was not fun. It was just war in Israel. I guess the closest we got to the like a fun top search thing was the Titanic submarine. Damn. That one was like,
oh yeah, when all those people died tragically, right? We were like,
that's like joy! Honestly the closest.
Including the guy's son.
Yeah.
But like everything else is earthquakes, hurricanes, shooting. There is a space mission that I believe nobody blew up in, so that's the good one. And then right back to war in Sudan. I do want to call out, so people, the top searched people in Google, the
globally or
one,
in the United States?
This is in the United States.
Okay.
But
can I guess? Taylor Swift.
No.
Taylor Swift doesn't crack the top 10.
The top five
That's
is wild.
True.
Yeah. Miles, hit us.
Top five, DeMar Hamlin, okay, the Buffalo Bills player.
The
right?
NFL player who died on the field and then was brought back.
And then brought back to life. Number two, Jeremy Renner. Number
what?
Three.
That one blew my fucking mind.
Did he drop that hot track this year, right?
No, it's
no,
when he got ran over by the snowplow.
He got hit by a
right
snowplow.
Right after he dropped that hot track.
Or a snowcat, right? It just
the
ran
ultimate
over him.
It was, everyone was calling it a snowplow. I think it was
a big one.
No, it was a snowcat, like a thing that had full on like tank treads on it. I'm pretty sure. Like that kind of shit. Number three, this is where you get Swifty, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, of course.
That people are like, who the fuck is this guy? Then four,
that's number three for you? That's five for me.
In the US?
I'm looking at people in general. You're right.
You're looking at people globally.
People globally.
Yeah, in the US. Four, Tucker Carlson. Number five, Lil Tay.
Oh, that's right. When she like died and then came back to life. Wow, that's a theme there, huh?
Yeah. And then Andrew Tate, Carly Russell, Jamie Foxx, Danny Masterson, Matt Rife.
But it's all people who have like tragic things happen to them or people are angry at.
What?
I mean,
who's Carly Russell?
That isn't actually a person. That was a mistake.
Let me find out.
Actually not. It's a person who.
The lady who faked her own kidnapping.
Yeah.
Oh.
That lady,
so
right?
The thing. It looks like it's just people being like, what happened?
Right. They're like,
that's what all Google search.
Yeah,
what
it's like, who's this Lil Tay that died or maybe didn't die? Who's this Andrew Tate men's rights guy? And then it's like, oh my God, Jamie Foxx almost died. Danny Masterson is a sexual predator. Matt Rife has a fake chin. Like, those are kind of the rest.
Matt Rife has a fake chin.
And hates women.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I heard he actually, like, to save Jeremy Renner, had to have his chin transplanted into his jaw. The Jeremy Renner thing totally, like, I remember that being a thing. I don't remember it being a thing that like everybody cared about. And so usually we take a look at these and we're like, what is wrong with America? For me, this one was all about what is wrong with me? I am missing the zeitgeist. I'm missing all the stories that people care about.
But you knew it passively. You knew what happened to Jeremy Renner. And then you're like, I'm up on the Renner lore. It's fine.
I did not care enough.
What do you mean you're missing all the stories? You literally host a daily news podcast.
We actually talked about it.
Yeah, you for sure talked about it. You just didn't have to Google it because you probably had all Millie Rock over here Googling.
Was it the number two story in my life this year about people?
You know why? Because
I failed. And that's why I failed.
You host a daily podcast, so you have like 6,000 stories on your feed at all times. So like, yeah, you're like, oh, that woman faked her own death. Haha.
When this was pulled, because I feel like maybe it's just my new circle, but I feel like the Diddy stuff has been really big in my Google search, in my popular culture. So I do wonder when these people were selected for U.S.
I think it's weird. The P. Diddy stuff hasn't quite broken through the mainstream, which is really, really I mean, I know about it. I mean, I'm not on TikTok,
like
but the
TikTok
second...
All my TikTok is.
Oh, man. The theories that are, like, people trying to connect all these dots about him is wild. But, yeah, he's managed to...
Well, it's even made it to paper tabloid, because I was at the a good old suburban Kroger this morning with my mother.
Shout out to K.
And it was, like, on the front of, like, Star Magazine. It was, like, J-Lo's horrible 2 years of nightmare with Diddy. And I was like, damn.
Wow. Okay.
That's chill.
That is. Yeah. So producer Becca Ramos went to an actual grocery store, looked at the actual magazine rack, and came back with a Time Magazine year in review. So we'll be asking you to open to a random page.
Please. And I will.
Yeah. And we'll learn what Time Magazine has to say. But we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and talk about the thing that we all really want to talk about, which is the top memes of the year. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And Becca, does Time Magazine have an opinion on the top memes?
On the memes, no. They have a culture section, though. Let's see. Science, sports,
farewells. Hey, what'd you say, culture section?
They do. Oh, wait, no.
That's
where
I get all my like movie and music picks each year, is I just wait for Time Magazine's year in review and then just
buy everything.
Well, they have like images for the year. They have the migrant crossing, show of support for, because they're Zionists, for Israel.
Anything for Palestine?
It's a show of support for Israel, baby.
Wow.
Even the captain. Wow.
Sorry, we don't understand the question.
A moment.
Even one of the captains says, we are not Jewish, but we came to support Israel. So,
okay.
Big Zionist over here at Time Magazine. But are we really surprised? They obviously promoted Taylor Swift.
Condemnations of Hamas this year.
They obviously promoted Taylor Swift over Beyonce. I think they have like one little photo of Beyonce, but they have like multiple photos of Taylor Swift. So the war continues between the two. But they obviously, the women do not believe in the war. They were at each other's premieres. So
Yeah, exactly.
But the media.
They're here to support.
Just stop it, Time Magazine, you messy bitches. all right, back to Google.
Top memes?
Top memes, baby. Kevin James, the number
legendary.
One.
I love just, that meme, not
just
gonna
that
lie.
Cute little picture of him being a cute little rascal, just with his hands in his pocket
just
on the
that
set
smile.
Of King of Queens?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like you don't know what the set that is.
Yeah. I see that. I don't see Kevin James, actually. When they said Kevin James meme, I said, that's not Kevin James meme. That is a meme starring the King of Queens.
I don't know his name though.
I don't know his name.
That's the King of Queens.
Well, what I love about that meme is that it started to pull like weird photo shoots that like sitcoms of the 90s had to do for press. Because right. I started seeing ones from Friends that were like, why are they in... I don't even remember what it was. It wasn't like a normal setting. It's like, why are they holding hands like this? Why are they all like, oh, I think one of them, they were in boxes, like just like geometrical shapes. And they were like having to like almost like kiss in these geometrical shapes. And you're like, what is happening? And yeah, so I liked that the Kevin James meme brought up that we used to do really weird TV promo photo shoots.
Yeah.
And they got to bring him back.
Number two was the Ohio meme. Was that when everything was like only, really. It's like the only in Ohio kind of shit, right? That was
no, always... It's like Ohio must be stopped. Like everything is Ohio.
I
know it's big in New York because there's a giant billboard by my house in Brooklyn that is like, you're paying that much rent here when you could be in Ohio. And we're like, but none of us want to go to Ohio. This billboard is
Ohio. Just kidding. Have you been to Columbus? Gorgeous.
Yeah,
I have.
Columbus is beautiful. I'd hang out in Columbus. I wouldn't live there, but I would have like a little house in Columbo.
Okay. A lot of people I know from Columbus would beg to differ, but
that's stupid.
Nice place to visit.
Well, then they're dumb.
Well, they're fucking idiots.
A lot of
these are like Ohio is just like a I don't know. Like I had to look up on Know Your Meme, and it's like, you know. all these weird kind of inside jokes based on like a 2016 picture that was like Ohio will be eliminated that was written on a bus stop. And then they were like, what if Ohio was this like powerful cause? And so it's just a lot of Ohio shit.
I think the ones that are most powerful in our minds probably is, I think, to start folding chair
memes from the Alabama River Ball. Yeah.
That, to me, was the one of the best things, best meme stories of the year, 100%.
Really great stuff.
There's the person of the year. The persons of the
is
year.
The folding chair the person folding of the year would have been
the person of the year.
The way we found everyone training with folding chairs.
Yeah.
Just everything leading up to, and then like people reenacting it in pools and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
gorgeous.
Fantastic. That's when you know that's real like meme ubiquity. for sure.
Oh yeah, it struck culture in a way, and also it is like basically like literal like race wars.
Yeah, right.
But like in the funniest way possible.
Yeah.
What the wild thing too is how it played out too is like the white lady won't face charges, but the black guy might. And then there's like this whole back and forth. And it's like, okay, maybe not anymore. And you're like, what? Yeah. The fuck?
And then it's like, but did you see that white guy's Crocs? Even Crocs was in on it.
Right.
It was an incredible sort of intersection of all culture coming in together.
Yeah, wrestling. Yeah, racial
politics,
tension.
Comedy.
Yeah. Alabama. Swimming.
Alabama. Crocs. Yes.
Aquaman.
Aquaman. Aquaman.
Aquaman. Aquaman.
Climate change.
And then also like fairy culture.
Right.
Wait, what was the fairy culture of it?
They were asking them to move their boat so the fairy could pull
in. Yeah, so like
fairy culture.
Yeah.
F-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
Like, but the boat.
Forest fairies. And then the real culture.
Boston cop slide also.
Hilarious.
That's top bins.
And we have here our man on the street, Anna Hosnier.
That's right. When I was in Boston for the tour, that slide was like 10 minutes from my hotel.
Not our tour, just to clarify. This is important.
Sorry?
I said not our tour. From people to be
this show that
a much bigger show. This is important.
Anna's new best friends. Who she likes much better than us.
Yeah, well, we can't provide private jets, so I'll give her that.
That's very true. I walked over there. I waited in line behind a bunch of children. went down the slide. Unfortunately, here's the thing, I was alone, so I would have gotten video if I had like another adult with me, but instead I didn't really feel comfortable asking a child to take a video of me. So
sure.
I went down the slide because I was like, I have to understand what this slide is. Completely pleasant. Absolutely no reason for a man to fly down that slide and lose his gun.
Your phone didn't fly out of your pocket when you went down and you didn't go ass over tea kettle?
No, here's the thing. My body stayed in the same position from when I started the slide to when I ended the slide.
Oh, okay. Standard slide fare, basically.
Yeah.
Like, had he not heard of slides before? And he was
but even
like,
if
what
you
the
had
fuck
it,
fuck is this?
But even if you had it, I was asking Anna, like, is there a way to launch yourself down? And it's like, not really. It's like, so is he some kind of physics anomaly as like a human being?
What I if think his that uniform... man had never gone on a slide before and was not ready for like slide culture in any way.
Slide culture. Slide culture is real. But maybe his uniform was like made of Teflon, right? And like maybe it just like sped down there.
Right.
It's just, I love it. Picturing you in a line with like five children in front of you and like three behind you.
Right.
Yeah, it really was what it was. I was like minding my business.
Right. Yeah, I had kind of, because I'm so internet poisoned, I had assumed it would be like a bunch of people with their phones and like.
There were people there, but it was funny because you would like make eye contact with a parent, but they would nod like, I get it.
They're like, I know what you're here for.
I know what you're here.
It's okay.
Yeah, like no one was looking at you weird because they all knew like, we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're here for the fucking slide. Yeah, we get it. Yeah. We get it. Welcome
to
Boston.
We know what this slide holds.
Welcome to Boston. You're here for the slide.
Skibidi toilet, which I still don't totally understand.
I had to Google that one. I was like, what?
Oh, man.
So Becca, who is canonically 18 years old.
Canonically.
He's so young. Does not even know Skibidi
toilet. I don't
even
know.
I mean,
the other ones I know. Very young, much so.
Becca's the youngest person possible, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And
mere hours
old. Kids, which is crazy.
Yeah. No, Becca's younger than my kids.
Younger than my kid.
Yeah. What does Time Magazine have to say about Skibidi Toilet?
Anything
you know what? I'm going to say
it. Interesting analysis?
They didn't quite cover that one. This is not on their Times cover.
Golly. You hate right.
fucking Zionists.
But the Vegas Dome. They got six pictures of that.
Of course, they got this sphere in there.
Oh, fucking shit. Time Magazine loves the Vegas Dome. I bet there was a conversation where they were like, should James Dolan be the person of the year?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
A special sphere is the caption.
A special sphere. Wow. Okay.
A good special sphere. Is that a play on words?
Is no. That, not
they
at
hired
all.
A copywriter
alliteration.
For this one.
Yeah.
And the next one is. The second story that, based on vibes, did not happen this year, as far as I can tell. That this one does not am I wrong? Angela Bassett did the thing.
Angela Bassett did the thing
this year.
She
that
did
was
the thing?
This year.
That was that this seems, year.
That seems so long ago to me.
Right.
Well, you know
what? But that's yeah. I mean,
Angela Bassett did the thing, and she's coming back to host again.
Big slay for her.
Yeah,
incredible.
I think the one that we got to also shout out too that was very of personal interest to the show was Grimace.
See,
it was
that
also
didn't feel like this year. That felt like last year. I was like, that was this year?
Yeah.
Grimace Cum Milkshake is eternal. So is I can eternal, see how yeah. it feels.
It's also the top searched recipe in the United States.
Really?
The Grimace Shake. Yeah. Next to lasagna soup, chicken cobbler, black
cake. Oh, yeah. Lasagna
cake,
soup went viral on TikTok.
Black yeah. cake, pumptini, the Hugo Spritz, cowboy butter, coronation quiche, Brazilian lemonade, and cottage cheese ice cream.
Cowboy butter?
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds euphemistic.
Yeah.
Y'all are that sick. Sounds like,
yeah. That sounds like what forms when a cowboy hasn't bathed in like 3 weeks.
Ew, Jack.
No.
I'm sorry. It's what it sounds like to me. I'm just going off of vibes. Wait, what do they say the Grimace Milkshake is made of? Like, what are they like? Throw
They're
some
like,
grapes in there?
8 cups of sugar.
And right. then bring Grimace over and jet him off directly into your blender.
For that, yeah, unforgettable purple hue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What else do we want?
I'm
should
sorry,
we do...
that's what it
You're
is.
You're our boss, bro.
The Roman the Roman Empire is also on here. I don't get
that shit's
fuck.
Funny.
Not true.
Because when you really think about it, it's quite present.
Oh, it's present.
In like, everything we do.
Yeah, like, I literally say that, like, I don't even, here's the thing, even before the meme, like when my team would start like losing in tennis, I would be like, it's how the Roman Empire fell.
Wow.
You know, like,
they gave up in a tennis match.
Bit and true.
But that's the thing is like, we talk about the Roman Empire actually quite a lot. It's a, that meme is actually quite on the nose. Dare I say it? And don't act like men out here aren't being like, well, the thing you need to understand about history, okay? Because you know you guys all are.
We are.
I literally had that conversation with my dad this morning.
Have you ever talked to a white man before?
Have you ever talked about history?
I would
bring out history so quick.
I would actually posit that the United States is more like Carthage than it is the Roman Empire.
That's my whole problem.
Yes.
But see how you're already
talking about metaphors.
See, what you have to understand.
Hold on, I'm transcending.
She's turning into a Grimace Milkshake.
Going out of body. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do worst movies of the year and
some food trends.
Wrap it up. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And so Metacritic no longer doing their digest of like the top 10 lists of movies, like
Why?
Critic top 10 lists, because they're a website and websites just decided to stop like paying humans to run them editorially.
Right.
So they don't do that anymore, but they do the worst movies of the year, which is, I always find it revealing because it's like, oh, that's what like that person has been doing for the past year. Like John Cena and Alison Brie were in one of the worst movies of the year. That was like a action adventure. It seemed like very similar in theory to the Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum one from last year.
Right.
Like a adventure romancing
the Lost City. Right.
Influence.
I didn't even realize that movie came out with Alison Brie and.
That's so many movies this year.
Yeah.
So it's the strike also kind of helped blur those things because no one was promoting anything. So you're like, huh?
Like, yeah. I saw the previews for My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, and, you know, I remember when the first and second one came out, and then this one, they were showing the previews, and then it, like, never came out. But it did. It was just bad.
Whoa, watch your mouth. Reviews. Don't talk like that about
it
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
It didn't get good reviews, is all
I mean,
I'm saying.
I did not think it came out. I was shook when I was prepping for our year in movies episode. I was like, wait, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and I missed it? Because let me tell you, I'm a franchise fan. I love
a franchise fan. Have you watched number one recently? Still holds up.
Yes,
so
I watched it last year
funny.
Around Christmas, actually,
did,
with a friend. And I was like, this movie still fucking slaps. I love it.
I did 3 weeks ago for the very first time.
After
literally 5 or 6 years of me, since I met you, I've been saying, you haven't seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding? This bitch. You finally watched it after all this time?
I couldn't. I was with some people and like they're like, oh, let's watch it. And I got the same response. I was like, you haven't fucking seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding? So they strapped me to a fucking chair.
I feel like
it touches class. It touches culture. Like it's like as a person of color in this country who doesn't have a lot of rom-coms, I feel like that was the rom-com for us. Back
right.
in the day, you know,
because
it like did touch on like the immigrant experience,
it was
and, like, a working class family
I've ever seen that represented my family in any way.
It was funny because like growing up with some Greek people, I was like, watch what one of the first lines gonna be about how to use Windex on everything. Cut to Windex on everything. I was like, okay,
wow.
Greek wedding, but I guess that's just ubiquitous.
Did you enjoy
Greek
it?
Culture. Yeah, it was great. I don't regret.
He went high on that one, you guys. He went
he's
high.
Better.
It was great.
Yeah, you're full of shit.
I'm not mad at it.
Here's the thing. My favorite line when he's like, when the aunt is, who, by the way, every single casting in that show, in that movie,
Prestige.
Incredible work. when the aunt is like, come over, we'll make you dinner. And they're like, well, you know, he's vegetarian. And she's like, vegetarian? I'll make lamb.
I literally was about to say that.
That line reading is the most legendary. Like, to this day, if someone says anything about vegetarian, I say, I'll make lamb.
I'll make lamb.
It is a cultural touchstone for me. I'll make lamb. Like, just doesn't give a shit that you're vegetarian. We're Greek. I'll make lamb.
Oh,
that's literally my parents around the holidays, because my partner doesn't really eat a lot of pork. And my parents are like, I don't know what to tell you, my guy.
Yeah.
We're making a menu. So,
okay, so yeah.
Figure it out.
Your blood type is going to be pernil, man. I hope you're ready.
Miles, the family switch is on there. I believe. Did you? Is that?
I saw that shit. You watched.
Came back, it's and funny. Reported back.
You can count on me to watch the worst movies of the year and know nothing of the actual achievements in cinema this year.
Yeah,
that definitely can be on there. It's like it's one of those movies where like I feel like anyone watches and you're like, I could have done a better job, like blackout drunk writing a film than like whatever this was.
Maybe that is the method. Maybe that's just you just have to get blackout drunk and then write the film. Yeah. The Expend 4 Bless, or Expendables 4,
but it's bless.
Written with the 4 in place of A, because the 4, I guess, looks like a capital A, but you don't capitalize that part of the word. Anyways, that came out. I didn't realize it existed. That Charlie Day movie, I don't know why this was on my radar, but it was like Charlie Day wrote and directed this movie. It seemed like a classic, like, I don't know, Peter Sellers premise. Where he's like this strange character, the strange figure who gets like mistaken identity'd into being a movie star, and then it didn't come out. Oh, it did. It came out in May. It was just nobody was checking for it.
Yeah.
That one looked like I like Charlie Day. People are like, this is his big swing.
And I like,
should have known that when it was coming out in May, that like
so many things you're like, people are going to be looking back, like how Willa Ford is like, my career tanked because of 9/11, because my album came out on 9/11.
Right.
And like, it's going to, I feel like the same way the strike is, there's like, just we've like shows just disappeared in like the pop culture memory because no one was actually talking about them.
Her album dropped on 9/11.
Yeah. That's why she was
hilariously fucked. She's like, hey guys, just want to promote.
Oh.
Cut off.
Yeah. Oh, never. Okay. Well, oh, that was tough.
Everyone's like, Willa, read the room.
Philippa Sue, who's like one of the leads in Hamilton, and she was in like this kids movie that my kids like, Over the Moon. So I was like, I'm checking for her. She's in Moana. I was like, she's going to have a career. And then like she disappeared, but she was in one of the 20 worst movies this year.
Which was
called One True Loves.
Oh, I saw the trailer for this. Yes.
She, her husband dies. She falls in love with the famous actor from Shang-Chi.
Simu Liu.
Yeah, Simu Liu.
Or Liu.
She famously disliked actor. Hilarious stuff.
Falls in love with him, and then her husband come back from dead. Whoops. Oh.
Wait, what? And her husband come back from dead, whoops.
He was like in a coma, right? Or something?
Yeah. Or maybe he was like missing, or I don't know.
Yeah. But she he was missing.
Along.
He miraculously resurfaces. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, oh, well, I have to move on with my life. It's been 5 years.
Yeah. And she's he's got to cut his losses. Sorry, bro. Yeah. You're only out for that long?
We saw Castaway. Like, we saw Castaway. You know what happens when you're out there? Shit was on.
So it's just like, what if Castaway was focused on Helen Hunt? Is basically the premise of this. It seems like it could be a good one, but not so much.
They should have just made Castaway focused on Helen Hunt.
Yeah. And then finally, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey was the number one worst reviewed movie that came out this year, according to Metacritic. And
didn't see that coming.
Yeah, we kind of had a feeling. It felt like they made a movie and then got attention and then were like, we're going to keep making this movie. We're going to add movie to this movie. And apparently didn't hang together very coherently. So
they're like, we're going to need more movie.
Yeah.
We're going to need bigger movie.
Put some more movie on it.
Yeah. could you we sprinkle some more movie over here?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Tasting a little weird. Hey, speaking of tasty... Grubhub's trendiest foods of 2023 based on orders is something we always like to check in with on this episode. Just
like, a couple notes that they said. Their whole thing was like sort of about like vibes. So like copy in this blog posting is doing like trend one, it's giving fire. Scoville scales went off the charts. It's like Gen Z Samantha. but they're talking about how this year a lot of people were adding spicy shit to their food. It was up a certain like a percentage of over last year. The next one, it's giving fizz. Work breaks hit different with a diet soda. Apparently the hashtag Diet Coke break trended with over 43 million views on TikTok, and people wanted to get their fix. They said Diet Coke orders increased by 17% in 2023.
Just ordering a Diet Coke on Grubhub?
Like along with something. You know, like if you're ordering something with your food. Another one, it's giving
Donald
midnight
Trump.
It's giving midnight oil, Jack. Caffeine cravings went after hours. This one is interesting. It said people were winding up, not winding down this year, with over 10 million coffee beverages ordered after 5 p.m. Which
wow.
I think is kind of grim.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, ooh, either you're accidentally up all night or you need to be. Yeah. In which case, my heart goes out to you.
It's grinding. We're on that grind as a nation.
And then it's giving aloha. Pineapple on pizza goes mainstream. It said people didn't hold back when it comes to ordering on their pizza. In 2023, Hawaiian pizza lovers ordered pineapple with pride. The topping rose 33% since last year.
That's wild.
I'm not a pineapple guy. So
we had like a 2-month dalliance with pineapple a couple years ago, and then my kids got tired of it. Like,
oh, really?
It feels like a thing for children, like the children, like, is pineapple on pizza. Briefly.
Ooh, pineapple Twitter is going to come for you.
Uh-oh.
It's not just for kids.
Pineapple on pizza is like, that's not new.
Oh, I know.
I know, but why this year, though? Like, did it go up by 33%? Did someone, did the older people figure it out?
Who the knows? Old? Maybe.
And then finally, it's giving tangy. Wow. From food to fashion, pickles were on everything. Pickles had the largest increase since last year with an 89% increase. With people ordering pickles on stuff.
TikTok. There's a girl on TikTok who sells these pickle sweaters, and they like went viral, and they keep selling out. And then
pickles are definitely having a moment.
They're having a moment. Sure. I'm on pickle TikTok. I'm seeing girls make pickles from home. I tried to make some pickled carrots the other day. It did not go well.
Yeah.
How does it not go well? Like you just do it too soon? Like you eat it too soon rather than let it properly
pickle? I don't know. I left it for a minute, and I just feel like they didn't
just
taste.
Just 1 minute?
Just 1 minute. No, ooh. I left for like probably a week, and I felt.
Oh, you
like,
gotta leave that shit for 6 years, honey.
Okay, well now I know, because I was like, I just felt like they weren't very flavorful, and I just had soggy pickles, you know.
Right. Ooh, you don't like that.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
You got to be like my parents, where you're like, so you pick up a cobweb covered, like yeah. So, like even the
earthen
canister's
jar.
Color has turned, and you're like, is this good? And they're like, oh, that's best.
It's
to
the
be
best.
So fresh. Yeah.
You open the lid, it doesn't even pop. Just like, yeah. Oh,
it goes
shit.
And like a smoke comes out. Oh, yeah. That's when you know it's been
the smoke monster
cold.
From Lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes the sound that when you rub a genie lamp.
Yeah, exactly.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that they stuck with the it's giving format for the entire thing. Once again, just more evidence that AI was the person of the year, and it's just they're just like, I don't know, just do a Gen Z spin on
right.
these trends.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
It's
what a
giving
year.
Cocaine.
It's giving national ego death. Let's all bury ourselves alive. All right, guys. Well, that has been our review of the year in review.
Oof. So many things.
So overall, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down, 2023. Nailed it, right?
7 thumbs down.
We were talking on last year's year in review and review about the trend of people being like, this was probably as recently as like 2-3 years ago, people being like, goodbye 2023, bring on 2020.
Yeah.
Like where they just assumed that the thing that was wrong with the year was the year.
Right.
And they're like, this year was so bad. Can't wait for 2017. 2016 was Dumpsville. Can't wait for 2017 when the guy who made 2016 bad is the president of the United States.
If only worked like that. It's like, yeah, because the second January 1st hits, there will be a global shift in consciousness and empathy that will change all of the norms.
Then we
like,
go back to how it always used to be.
Oh, yeah.
When in reality, it's like, get ready. Trump's coming back, everyone.
Get ready.
Get your shelters ready.
I feel like there's never been a year so bad that I'm also like this year was very bad, 2023. And I'm almost certain 2024 is going to be like far worse.
Yeah.
Just based on like the inevitability, like the presidential election.
Don't
what's
spoil
going
it,
to happen.
Jack. Check into our predictions. Check into our predictions episode. No. where we will see into our sordid future.
Oh, yeah. We have our predictions coming. The bad predictions of 2023 and the good predictions of us. What's actually coming in 2024 is an episode coming in the coming days. We will talk to y'all then. I hope you're having a blessed holiday.
Yeah, stay tuned for the image of 2024. It's going to be Sarah Connor watching her son play in a playground.
That's 2023. And then we'll see what happens in 2024.
Oh, my God.
No. Yeah. We'll be back for that. Bye.
Yep. Take care, everybody.
I love you.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.